From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Russia is proposing talks about a ceasefire in Syria. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov said his government has submitted a ceasefire proposal. Western media say the proposed ceasefire would begin March 1st, too late to avert a worsening humanitarian crisis in and around the city of Aleppo. Lavrov and Secretary of State John Kerry sat down for talks in Munich Thursday. European diplomats are skeptical about the offer, which they see as a delaying tactic that would allow Russian airstrikes on Aleppo to continue. U.S. and U.N. officials are warning of a potential humanitarian disaster in the event Aleppo is besieged by Russian-backed Syrian government forces. A humanitarian corridor for Aleppo was said to top the agenda Thursday in coalition talks in Munich. Rebels in Aleppo are laying plans to withstand a siege, which they say could last for some time. Their preparations are being hindered by disagreements among rebel commanders. Meanwhile, a new report by the nonprofit Syrian Center for Policy Research finds that about 470,000 people have been killed since Syria's civil war began 5 years ago. Secretary of Defense Ash Carter said Thursday that the NATO alliance may become a member of the U.S.-led coalition fighting the Islamic State. Carter told reporters at a meeting of more than two dozen defense ministers in Brussels that NATO chief Jens Stoltenberg was exploring the possibility. Ugandan opposition candidate Kizza Besigye says he fears voter bribery could be one of the obstacles to his winning the February 18th election. Besigye has run against President Yoweri Museveni in three previous elections. This is VOA News. NATO warships are heading to the Aegean Sea to help Turkey and Greece stop human trafficking. It was the first time NATO has joined the efforts to deal with a flow of migrants to Europe. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg on Thursday said three ships under German command were being deployed immediately to help the Turkish and Greek coast guards with reconnaissance and surveillance.
The goal is to participate in the international efforts to stem the illegal trafficking and illegal migration in the Aegean.
And now, for now, the vessels do not have orders to intercept boats carrying migrants. South Korean workers have begun their pullout from the Kaesong Industrial Complex in North Korea. The pullout follows new sanctions imposed on North Korea for its recent nuclear and rocket tests. A new United Nations report finds that climate change and El Niño had a strong influence on natural disasters in 2015. Lisa Schlein reports.
The UN Office for Disaster Risk Reduction says 32 major droughts were recorded in 2015. This is more than double the 10-year annual average. The impact was particularly serious in sub-Saharan Africa. The Belgian-based Center for Research on the Epidemiology of Disasters compiles the data on earthquakes, drought, floods, cyclones, and other global natural disasters. After reviewing the data, the center's director, Deborati Guha-Sapir, declares 2015 to be the year of the drought. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
The two U.S. Democratic presidential candidates, former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton and Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders, are set to debate for the sixth time Thursday. Clinton once held a commanding lead to be the party's 2016 standard bearer, but political surveys show Sanders has drawn close to her. His campaign has been targeting growing income inequality in the country. It has attacked Clinton on her lucrative speech-making to Wall Street corporate leaders. Brazil has announced an agreement with a U.S. university to develop a vaccine against the Zika virus within 12 months. At a news conference Thursday, Health Minister Marcelo Castro said the Brazilian government will invest $1.9 million toward the partnership between the University of Texas and Brazil's Evandro Chagas Institute over the next 5 years. The six-week standoff at a U.S. National Wildlife Refuge between law enforcement authorities and anti-government protesters ended on Thursday. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.